Tamura, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. The pasuk says, "Ve'im hamer yamir behema bivehema." If you will try to substitute one behema, one animal, the behema, of course, domesticated livestock. We're talking cows, goats, and sheep. But if you do that, behema bivehema, one behema for another behema, then it yes is effective. So the point is, anything that is constitutes a behema, meaning a cow, goat, or sheep, male or female, old or young, that counts as a behema, and that is eligible to be not just the source of the kedusha, because that's what kabonos are, but also the recipients. You can do tamura on any of them. Therefore, the Mishnah says, "Mamirin min habakar al hatzon." You could bring a new cow or bull that's not yet consecrated, and it would receive the kedusha if you try to make it a tamura for the tzon, for the flock. Tzon includes both goats and sheep. Similarly, umin hatzon al habakar, you could bring a new goat or sheep, an animal from the flock, and it'll be the substitute for the bull or the cow that had been consecrated. Min hakvasim al ha'izim, similarly, you could bring sheep and do tamura from the goat to the sheep. Min ha'izim al hakvasim, or you could do tamura on the existing consecrated sheep onto goats. Min hazacharim al hanekevos, you could have a consecrated female and now use it to do tamura on a male. Min hanekevos al hazacharim, you could now invest a female animal with the kedusha from the male. Min hatamimim al bale mumin. You also could transfer from a blemished animal into a, sorry, you can min hatamim al bale mumin. You can transfer from a tamim onto a blemished animal, or from a blemished animal onto an unblemished animal. Shenemar lo yachlifenav lo yamir oso to bara to orabatov. The pasuk explicitly says, "Lo yachlifenav lo yamir oso." Don't exchange it or don't substitute. Tov bara, bringing an unblemished animal, says the Mishnah explicitly, in the case of a good one, a bad one, or a bad one, a blemished animal for a good one. Says the Mishnah explicitly, "Ezu tov bara." What does it mean? A good one for a bad one. Bale mumen shekadam hekdeshin es mumon. It's a situation where, and I'll explain this in a moment, that the blemished animal, its blemish, only came, it was the blemish was preceded by its consecration. Now, let me explain what that means here. How in the world, is the Mishnah wondering, could a bal mum be consecrated in the first place? The rule is that if you have an animal that has a blemish, a mum kavua, a permanent blemish, and you attempt to consecrate it, so then, and you say this animal should be an ola, but the animal already has a split lip, so then the animal is not invested with kedushas haguf. It doesn't get or kedushas mizbeach. It's not eligible to go on the mizbeach. It just gets what's called kedushas damim, not intrinsic, but rather extrinsic kedusha, kedusha of its value, which means now you can't bring this animal as a korban because it's got a split lip. All you could do is now essentially sell it or buy it back and then use the money to purchase another animal of the same korban variety. So if you consecrate it as an ola, you have to get the money back by redeeming onto money and then use the money to buy another animal to bring as an ola. So if that's the case, what's the scenario where you have a consecrated animal that has a balmum, that's a balmum that has a blemish, and you're transferring its kedusha onto an unconsecrated, unblemished animal? Because if it has kedushas damim only because it's blemished, it wouldn't be able to transfer kedusha. Okay, there's no tamura on something which has kedushas damim. So the Mishnah is answering, yes, well, it could happen very easily if first you consecrate the animal when it wasn't a balmum, it was a tam, it was unblemished. And then before you brought it as a korban, it got its blemish. So now the animal does have kedushas haguf, intrinsic, you know, kedusha could go on the mizbeach. But now it can't be brought on the mizbeach because it has a permanent blemish. And therefore the halacha is you have to redeem it. But since it has kedushas haguf, intrinsic kedusha, you could indeed do tamura with it. That's the point of the Mishnah. Now, says the Mishnah further, memirin echad b'shnayim u'shnayim b'echad. You could take, if you have two consecrated animals, you could do tamura onto a third one. Or shnayim be'echad means you could actually take two animals and put the kedusha from one consecrated animal onto two more consecrated animals. Echad be'mea or mea be'echad, same goes one for 100 or 100 for one. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein memirin ela echad be'echad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's just a one for one situation. You can't do one to more than one. Shneimar v'hayahu tamura so. The pasuk says, it and its substitute, all singular. Ma hu miyuchad, just as the word hu, it is singular. A singular pronoun, not a plural. Af tumura so miyuchadas. So to its substitute is a singular, it can only be one, not more than one. Now, the machlokas here is based on the question of whether the word behema can be used as a plural. Kind of like in English, you have the word fish. It could be one fish or two fish, red fish, blue fish. You could have one sheep or two sheep. So can you have one behema and two behema? So before you say to yourself, I don't think so, it's pretty obvious you can't, the answer is, well, there's a pasuk in Yonah. That pasuk says, uvehema rabah, and many animals. You recall that was in the context of the city of Nineveh, which had 120,000 people and many animals. So you see, behema rabah, it's a plural. Behema has many animals. What do you say about that, Reb Shimon? So Reb Shimon says, okay, that is true, but only in the context of with the word rabah, many animals, but behema by itself, not the case. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon sticks to his guns that it's only one to one. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Tanakama, meaning that you actually could substitute one to two or two to one. And if a person, let's say, brings two animals or 10 animals and he makes them all consecrated by substituting for the one original consecrated animal, he would be liable to Malchus for each and every animal that he now makes consecrated as well. So he brings in 10, he's on the hook 10 times.